This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times, some not-so-subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Welcome to New Year's Eve 2016, and a special two-hour Vinyl Garage. From now until midnight, when 2017 comes knocking at the door. As a kid, the two most difficult things about this night were staying awake long enough to see the ball drop and trying to figure out what the big deal was about Guy Lombardo. All very a my parents' generation kind of thing. But there is a tradition of my parents I still employ. At midnight, you open the front door and let the new year in, welcoming the new into your home.
Can I have a good time? Yeah, yeah. While I have a hard time too. It's a good old day.
Strike up the band one time.
Love was not a matter of fact. And honey, when you get home, Lucy, she did exactly what her daddy had planned. She was a perfect little sister until somebody missed her. And they found her in the bushes with the boys in the band. But the Greeks don't want no Greeks. No, the Greeks don't want no Greeks. So put a great big smile on your rosy cheeks. Cause the Greeks don't want no Greeks. No, the Greeks don't want no Greeks. Said the Greeks don't want no Greeks. Just put that monster smile on your rosy cheeks. Cause the Greeks don't want no Greeks. No, the Greeks don't want no Greeks.
I
Since I was opening my front door, so was Harry Nilsson. At my front door, from 1972's Nilsson Schmilsson album, for obvious reasons. Strike Up the Band by the Michael Stanley Band. Although the recording was from the Stage Pass album, which was recorded at the Agora, the band set attendance records at both the Richfield Coliseum and at Blossom Music Center. The Coliseum show was on, not coincidentally, New Year's Eve, 1981. Grand Funk's comeback, sort of, album, Lives, from 1981, featured the song Queen Bee from the heavy metal film, and the first single, Y.O.U. The record was considered a reunion release, although only included Farner and Brewer. I don't know if it was because it was so out of character for the Eagles, although the entire Long Run album was a departure for the band. I've always liked the Greeks Don't Want No Freaks. Backing vocal duties thanks to Jimmy Buffett. I Want It All, a song Freddie Mercury never had a chance to perform live, from the Queen album The Miracle from 1989. Roughly at the same time we were opening our front door to the new year, our neighbor, an elderly gent, had his own New Year's Eve tradition. One of walking out on his front porch, not 30 feet from my aforementioned location, and shooting off a 12-gauge round into the air, only to disappear for the next 12 months. Happy New Year, Ed.
Shoot you right down at all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. That on my feet, how, 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 how. Talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. My baby. Well, 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 ah! Hey, 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 hey.
chitlins a la king. Steam hot alligator foots with dumplings. There's something wrong with you. Something missing someplace, somewhere. There's something wrong with you. Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there. Now, 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 now. Take a look at yourself. Woo, I'm telling you, I ain't lying, girl. You look like, something else. Like that, I'll be gone. There's something wrong with you. I mean, you just ain't like you was. Let's face it, there's something I gotta do. I mean, to find out the cause. You would love me so. You said pumpkins would look like pickles before you let me go. Well, I'm just tired of it all. You can stop your show. Don't you know you can be replaced, you know? Monkey toes and string beans. Roast bamboo salad smothered with bubble gum. Baked barbecue gorilla ribs. A dish of cow fingers and mosquito pie. There's something wrong with you.
Thank you.
algorithms here, human picked for your listening enjoyment, here in the Vinyl Garage.
Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Boom Boom by John Lee Hooker, heard for the first time on the VJ label from 1961. 3 years earlier on the OK label, There's Something Wrong With You, the B-side to Alligator Wine by Cleveland's Own, and that, I'm proud to say, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Equally crazy is Ozzy Osbourne and his personal crazy train from his first solo LP after leaving Black Sabbath. I've had the good luck to see Ozzy twice live, once on the Never Say Die Sabbath tour at the Richmond Coliseum in September of 1978, and again at Riverfront Cincinnati on his Diary of a Madman tour, February of 1982. The latter, speaking of good fortune, featured Randy Rhoads on guitar just a month before he died. Turning Japanese has been misinterpreted as an ode to masturbation and to getting high. But this 1980 hit by the British Vapors, according to songwriter and guitarist Rob Kemp, is only a love song from their New Clear Days album from 1980. Michael Stanley Band alum Jonah Coslin and his band Breathless from their second LP, No One Leaves This Song Alive, with Wild Weekend from 1980.
Chaco said no when I came back last time. It's looking like I lost. all. She's hitting us all.
Lonely feeling.
Jealousy, yes, and I believe
deep
inside.
Deep inside
of the things I say.
Find the corner.
She hasn't got the faith or the guts to leave
well,
you behind.
We're standing in each other's way.
Silent footsteps.
Out to places you've been
crowded
to.
You wonder what you're gonna find.
Sudden darkness.
You know you'll be strong and it won't be long
before you leave them all far behind.
Cause it's the new Mother Nature taking over. It's the new Splendid Lady come to call. It's the new Mother Nature taking over. She's getting us all. She's getting us all.
Freeway. hardly told us what this old land was for. Wrote who turns the eager boy between the stones. This was no South Fork, it was no Ponderosa, but it was the place that I called home. They say they gave me compensation. Well, that's not what I'm chasing. I was a rich man before yesterday. What I want with $1 million and a pickup truck. When I left my farm under the freeway.
what are you doing? New Year's Eve. What are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? 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 What are you doing?
Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse, and we laughed until we cried.
Canadians, the Guess Who from the American Woman album with No Sugar Tonight, New Mother Nature, their third single from the 1970 LP. Farm on the Freeway was from the Grammy-winning Jethro Tull LP, Crest of a Nay from 1984, the fourth of five singles released from the album. What Are You Doing New Year's Eve has been recorded 117 times, starting in 1947. Fast forward to 2011 and the Oh Christmas 3 album from Chicago for tonight's version, produced by Phil Ramone. And the second single from Dan Fogelberg's 1980 LP, The Innocent Age, Same Old Lang Syne, a true autobiographical song of a meeting with an ex-girlfriend. We'll be right back with more Vinyl Garage after the legality stuff. It'll be a happy new year here on the Cool Cat, WDLW 1380 AM and 98.9 FM. Lorraine, Amherst, Oberlin.